Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Minorino, Thursday, January 11, 2024, and this is my pre-market report. A lot of stuff to cover this morning. Let's start off with this Bitcoin ETF. And the reason why I'm starting off with the Bitcoin ETF is because I've got bombarded with questions regarding my take on it and where Bitcoin and crypto in aggregate is going to go here. Let's start off with what this actually is so people can get a handle on what's going on here. This Bitcoin ETF is going to allow people, regular people, and institutional investors here to buy Bitcoin at its spot price via an exchange-traded fund. Now, let me set the groundwork here, okay? All of you know me out here. I am a cryptocurrency Bitcoin bull. I've been this way for a very long time. If you don't like this stuff, well, maybe you want to shut this part of the video off. I don't know. But let me just say this. In my opinion, this is going to be I'm going to take so much heat for what I'm about to say, but I don't really care. It's my perspective, and I'm allowed to have it. I think this is very bullish here. Okay. This is going to allow, again, easy, simple access to Bitcoin at its spot price by institutions, which are going to have to load up on this stuff, especially those that are offering these exchange-traded funds. Okay. So, but again, go back to the videos that I did at the end of last year. I said expect extreme volatility in cryptocurrencies this year. I mean, this is no surprise. This is not going to change that volatility, in my opinion. As a matter of fact, it might make it worse. So yes, I think this is very bullish for Bitcoin. Yes, very bullish for cryptocurrencies in aggregate. Okay, but that does not change the fact that this is going to remain a very volatile asset class. So with that said, I mean, look, having easy access, especially for the institutional investment, institutions here, to this is very bullish. There's no doubt about it here. But again, don't think for a nanosecond that this is going to be some kind of a get rich quick scheme. These things don't exist, okay? Yeah, I still believe it's going much, much higher, as I have said since like forever here. But again, just understand what you're looking at. And anyway, with that said, I hope I have put a little light on this for all of you. I know some of you are going to detest this video because you despise Bitcoin, you despise cryptocurrencies, but you love that dollar, don't you? You'd rather hold dollars than Bitcoin. You gotta be nuts, but that's besides the point. All right, anyway, another piece of information that I think is kind of interesting here. So the Swedish defense, official Swedish defense people, whoever they may be, is now warning the public to prepare for war. Prepare for war. Imagine my shock. You think this is going to change either? 2024, the year of war, the year of expanding war, the year of death, pain, destruction. Yeah, that's where we're going. And I want you to be clear on that. It's not going to change. Nothing's going to stop here. What you can expect, of course, is much more. Forget about Bitcoin ETFs and cryptocurrencies. You're going to see unbelievable distortions in the price action of every single asset that you can possibly imagine because central banks are going to go wild. This is going to be the year central banks go wilder than they've ever gone before in an attempt to fake liquidity in the market, in an attempt to prop this whole thing up, keep rates suppressed and everything else. It's an interesting dynamic what we watched happen this morning. So the Swedish Defense Ministry, whoever the freak they are over there, is warning, prepare for war. And the US 10-year yield drops below 4%, just as you and I would expect it to do. And of course, they got this other thing going on here. Apparently, some cargo ship, oil ship, whatever was hijacked. And it's now being apparently sailed into Iranian waters. And of course, this is being blamed on Iran, which is a big fat target on it. The United States will, mark my words, drag Iran directly into this. And I mean, it would serve a few purposes here. It would prop up crude oil. It would push cash into the perceived safety of debt. And that's going to push the stock market much, much higher. Very, very simple set of dynamics here. It's unbelievable how they have every base covered, isn't it? And we know, look, tell Greg Mannarino one more time. Where does all the cash come from to fund all of these wars, expanding war? No developed nation on the planet has a war chest, a room stashed full of bills that they can just pay for this. No, it has to come directly from central banks. And central banks they're the enemy, number one. They are the real enemy of the people of the world. You all know that, bar none. Forget about where they're trying to make you look, and you got to hate these people and despise these people even more. And this nation, they're supporting terrorism, and this nation is doing that. No, it's the central banks. They are terrorists to the highest order. They fund all of the wars. They propagate wars. They're the ones that are responsible for the entire global economy that is falling apart, the global everything. Okay, they're destroying the consumer by design, wiping people out. This is the central banks, okay? But you stay distracted, as most people are, not you, if you follow this blog, about the nonsensical things that they want to throw in your face here. The headlines about Trump, the headlines about Biden and Hunter Biden, and it's all, look over here, make sure you look in here, people. Forget about what the central banks are doing. Oh, no, they can do anything they want as long as they keep the public distracted. It's amazing, it really is, isn't it? Anyway, so we're going to get this big inflation report 20 minutes from the time I am doing this video blog. We'll talk about it later on, but it's fake. Okay, whatever they throw at you is fake. The data is all fake. Do we need another reminder? Watch the video I showed you yesterday. What do we find out? The jobs reports, all of them, 2023, well, they've been fake. And again, I want to give some credit to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, who admitted a few months ago that the data is all fabricated. Imagine my shock. Imagine how no one has been held to account for this. No one will be. Again, it's all a deception on a scale that is very difficult to get your head around. But that's our strength in my view. It's my strength in my view. Anyway, stock futures right now are higher pretty much across the board. Nothing dramatic, higher nonetheless. 10-year yield below 4%. Is it going to stay there? We'll see. You know my take on this. I think it's going much lower eventually. We're going to get some wavering around here. We got the dollar weaker on a relative strength basis. We got crude oil catching a bid. Gold and silver catching a bid. Cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, higher this morning here, just about at the same level it was when this whole thing was announced here. So, but look, what's the takeaway from today's video here? All right, a few things. For those of you who have reached out to me, and I mean it was a lot, about Greg, what do you think about this? I think it's bullish. I think it's very bullish. Think about why. Again, oh, Greg is just a permabull. No, Greg is not just a permabull. But in order for the institutions here to offer, let's put it this another way. So we understand. Now, there's going to be a spot Bitcoin ETFs. Lovely and beautiful. These institutions must buy Bitcoin to offer these as an exchange-traded fund. So there provides, obviously a reason to own it, in my view. But again, don't think this is going to stop volatility. I think it has the potential to increase volatility, but it's going much higher in my view. You know my eventual scenario here. Meltdown of the debt market on a scale that people aren't going to believe is eventually going to occur. It's the largest, most dangerous bubble in the history of the world. There's nothing that comes close. That's going to melt down global stock markets. Cash is going to move into commodities. And I also believe, especially now, into cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin. I've been telling you about Bitcoin forever here. I mentioned Bitcoin a lot. People always say, hey, Greg, well, why don't you talk about this crypto? Why don't you talk about that crypto? Bitcoin is the mommy. It's the one everyone knows about. Yeah, sure, I own a bunch of them. A lot of people get angry at me. I guess, hey, Greg, how come you don't talk about this? Because Bitcoin, wherever Bitcoin goes, it kind of drags the entire market of cryptocurrencies. Maybe if you pay a little attention to that, you'll see what I'm talking about. You understand? Anyway, look, I understand that cryptocurrencies are not for everyone. I don't even like the name cryptocurrencies. I think it's a misnomer on a grand scale. It's an asset that an asset class in aggregate that I think is going to get a lot of attention moving forward, especially on the back of this. And we'll see how it plays out moving forward. All right. This guy here loves you a lot. I mean that from the heart. Please comment about what I've spoken about here. What do you think about this Swedish defense warning the public prepare for war? For my Swedish friends out there, well, you know, look, you're not alone in this. It's a world that is being pushed into a global conflict. Again, this is central bank designed, and that's where we're going, unfortunately, for 24. It's going to be crazy. Love you a lot. I'll see you later for the live stream. Right? Please share the video. Get it out there. Those thumbs up. Please, please give the video a thumbs up. It gets the algorithms to pick it up. It gets seen. And I count on you to do that. All right? I'll see you later.